Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Spurgeon's classic book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 452. The scripture passage that he chose for us, devotionally speaking, today is Genesis chapter 9, verse 15. And it reads, "And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh." Pardon me. Spurgeon goes on to say, mark the form of the promise. God does not say, "And when ye shall look upon the bow, and ye shall remember my covenant, then I will not destroy the earth." But it is gloriously put, not upon our memory, which is fickle and frail, but upon God's memory, which is infinite and immutable. The bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant. Oh, it is not my remembering God, it is God's remembering me, which is the ground of my safety. It is not my laying hold of his covenant, but his covenant's laying hold on me. Glory be to God. The whole of the bulwarks of salvation are secured by divine power, and not our feeble power. And even the minor towers, which we may imagine might have been left to man, are guarded by almighty strength. Even the remembrance of the covenant is not left to our memories, for we might forget, but our Lord cannot forget the saints whom he has graven on the palms of his hands, if you will. It is with us as with Israel in Egypt. The blood was upon the lintel and the two side posts. But the Lord did not say, "When you see the blood, I will pass over you. But when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Glory be to God. My looking to Jesus brings me joy and peace, but it is God's looking to Jesus which secures my salvation and that of all his elect, since it is impossible for our God to look at Christ, our bleeding surety, and then to be angry with us for sins already punished in him. No, it is not left with us even to be saved by remembering the covenant. There is no Lindsay Wolsey here. Not a single thread of the creature mars the fabric. It is not of man, neither by man, but of the Lord alone. We should remember the covenant, and we shall do it through divine grace. But the hinge of our safety does not hang there. It is God's remembering us, not our remembering him. May I say glory be to God again. And hence the covenant is an everlasting covenant. Glory be to God. Let's pray. Holy Father God, in this early morning hour, how wonderful and how fabulous it is to read your holy word with your servant, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, and to be so blessed in the early hours of the morning to be reminded of this truth. And quite frankly, Lord, I don't know of anybody else who put it like Spurgeon, that you're the one who looks at the blood and looks at Christ and secures our salvation. All I can say once again, Lord, is glory be to God, glory be to you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. All right, for our standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional family that have been with us now for over 350 days. Even though I'm on a break, God allowed me to take a break, and I needed it, and I give him the glory for it. But I'm still, it's a working break, a working vacation. I'm still doing what, by the grace of God, I can. So let's read one of the family verses, what I call the family verses from Ephesians 5 through 6. And we're just going to read one verse today, Ephesians 5:33, where God speaks to the husband and the wife. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Shall we pray for others? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for all people who name the name of Christ. And Lord, help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent. All of our wicked ways. And Holy Father God, I pray for everybody who's in government, in the ministry of government, from the president on down, and presidential leaders all around the globe. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of all of these people who are lost, and revive those who are saved. We pray that you'll cast the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives. Rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from their minds. And Lord, help them to lead in the ministry of government so that we can lead peaceful and quiet lives. And all around the world, we pray that you'll protect those and bless those who are being persecuted all around the world, and deliver them from their present situation according to your will. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick. If they meet your conditions, we pray that you'll comfort those who are grieving. Draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort. And Lord, we pray for a few by name. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of New Jersey Dr. Rajinder Kapila. We pray for the family and friends of Wisconsin Crossing Guard Linda Love. We pray for the family and friends of Virginia Navy Sailor Michael Wilson. We pray for the family and friends of Illinois resident Alan Sporn. We pray for the family and friends of Indian Deputy Mayor Maku Nagalakshmi. And Lord, we pray for people who have sent in prayer requests as well. We pray for Patrick. Please bless him to move to a warmer, drier climate and give him the right woman to marry. We pray for Rhonda. Please deliver her from deep depression. We pray for Jensen. Please deliver him from evil spirits and their works. Deliver him from loneliness and give him healing, health, blessing, and the Holy Spirit's anointing in his mind, soul, body, and life. Give him complete deliverance and healing in his mind and thoughts, and bless him with a good business, house, and a happy life filled with your promises. We pray also for all of the people who've gotten saved through the ministry, all people who've rededicated their life through the ministry. We pray for Sophia, Avalyn, Atara, Camunto, and Bizzuri. We pray now for the people who have committed their lives to you. Help these people all to grow in the faith and to stand firm in the faith and never go back to a backslidden situation. We pray for Rose, Kelvin, Anyanyi, Rob, and Anthony. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. God bless you, dear friends, until next time. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior as he did, here's how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life, until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin, always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us. And he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried, and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth thee, Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.